Turns out November was a strong month for jobs. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. American payrolls were up by 228,000 people last month. We also learned this morning that the unemployment rate held steady at a low 4.1%. This is the last reading of this kind before we get into the holidays. Christopher Lowe, the chief economist at FTN Financial here in New York, has been doing the economic equivalent of an MRI scan of this report here. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
All right, November, 228,000 more names on payrolls when the government came a-calling and asking. That's pretty strong.
That is absolutely strong. You know, late in the economic cycle, when workers are a little more difficult to find, 228 is solid. And as a result, the three-month average at 170,000 is pretty respectable, too. We've come through that hurricane season, which knocked jobs around a little bit, and come out in fine style on the other side.
I was looking at sectors of the economy doing the hiring. It's a lot of sectors here, really, right?
What stands out to me is goods-producing jobs. We had the best manufacturing payroll rise in a while, but there was also solid hiring in construction. On the service-producing side, there was an 18,000 rise in retail employment, which it doesn't sound like much, but that's actually the best since the holiday season last year. It was across the board.
All right, but we have an economic mystery, though. I don't know if you have a solution to this. I mean, the economy is stronger, labor market getting better, so how come pay isn't really going up, according to this survey today?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because economists were looking for a 2.7% rise in average hourly earnings. They were up 2.5%. But, you know, there's a silver lining in that dark cloud. First off, we had some really decent earnings growth a year ago. So to maintain a year-on-year rise of 2.5% actually requires a pretty decent gain on a monthly basis. And in addition to that, 2.5, it's a full percentage point over the inflation rate, which means the average worker is seeing an improvement in living standards, but it's not happening so quickly that it panics the Fed. In other words, the Fed is likely to continue moving gradually. The trade-off, while earnings growth is slow, we get to enjoy it for longer than we would otherwise.
Chris Lowe, FTN Financial, thank you for the briefing.
Thank you, David.
The UK and the EU have reached phase one of a Brexit deal. EU residents of the UK and British residents of the rest of the EU can count on more stability for now, and the thorny issue of where Ireland meets Northern Ireland has been partly resolved. The BBC's economics correspondent Andrew Walker is following this from London.
The Irish border really was the one that held us up right towards the end. And frankly, I have to say, although there is an agreement that's been signed off by the Irish government and has been somewhat grudgingly accepted by the leading unionist party in Northern Ireland, in effect, the can has been kicked down the road, to use that phrase.
All right, but what about trade, EU-UK, going forward?
This was something the British government really wanted to get onto as a priority, but the EU insisted that there had first to be sufficient progress on these areas of Ireland, citizens' rights and the financial settlement before they were prepared to do that. The European Commission is now recommending that there has been sufficient progress, and so these trade negotiations will start, provided the leaders of the other 27 member states agree so when they have a summit next week.
The BBC's Andrew Walker. How much will the UK pay for this divorce? The arrangement does not spell that out, but some experts put this in the $50 to $70 billion range. As a nonprofit organization, Marketplace is on a mission that drives what we do every day, to increase economic intelligence across the country. We believe it's important work, which we're already doing, and right now would be a great time for you to help. When you donate to support Marketplace today, your gift will be matched dollar for dollar by our friends at the Candida Fund. Listeners like you who give to Marketplace do more than help keep the show on the air. You help us grow and get better. It's a way to directly support independent reporting and journalism you can trust, and the payoff comes with what you hear every day. Don't miss out on this chance to make your donation go twice as far. Give today at marketplace.org, and thank you. Some companies help pay for employees to get a degree. Well, right now, there's a tax break for that, which could go away under the House version of the tax overhaul. Marketplace's Erica Barris tells us what the change could mean in a tight labor market.
Currently, employees get a tax break on tuition assistance offered by their employers up to $5,250. Employers don't have to pay payroll taxes on the perk. But if it gets scrapped, Kathleen Kaloum with the Society for Human Resource Management says it'd be a blow to companies that use it as a recruiting and retention tool.
And at a time when employers are having skill shortages in the workplace, they're looking internally to retrain their current workforce for positions that they have newly created.
Her group represents nearly 300,000 HR professionals. She says 61% of employers with over 100 employees offer this benefit. Employers like Modern Technology Solutions. Michelle Kaler works in human resources there and says 20% of their employees have used this program.
The ability to help an employee without having it have a tax implication to them is a great way to incentivize employees to continue to invest in themselves.
At least a dozen Republicans have signed a letter urging conferees to preserve the tuition deduction and expand it to include student loan repayment assistance. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.
And at a time of this emerging reform for the often abusive and sexist culture of the American workplace, there is this. Bloomberg Businessweek is reporting that some Silicon Valley companies, including some big ones, are quietly hiring fashion models to come hang out at the holiday parties this year. Otherwise, in diversity-challenged Silicon Valley, the office party would be mainly men, the article points out. One agency refers to the contract minglers as ambience and atmosphere models. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.